Welcome. So today's episode, we are talking about when we focus on bringing purpose to our speech, we bring healing and meaning to our relationships, our communities, and ourselves. Critically important. Welcome, everybody. If you're just joining us, welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. And today we're just talking about really being mindful. As mujerpreneurs, what we find is that sometimes our speech is so negative, not only to ourselves, but to others, only because we tend to speak with reaction. When we focus on bringing purpose to our speech, we bring healing and meaning to our relationships, our communities, and our world. This is such a profound and meaningful statement. When I say that, you know, let's focus on bringing purpose to our speech. We bring healing and meaning to our relationships, our communities, and our world. This is such a profound and meaningful statement. Let me say it in Spanish, okay? And today's episode, my friends, we are going to actually do it all in English, except for right now, and then all in Spanish. And I want to hear from you. Are you okay with me doing the Spanglish version, or do you want it all in English first and Spanish next? I really want to hear from you. It makes a difference because I'm speaking for you. Now let me say it in Spanish. Cuando nos enfocamos en darle un propósito a nuestro discurso, brindamos curación y significado a nuestras relaciones, nuestras comunidades, nuestro mundo y a nosotras mismas. All right, so going back to English, let's talk about what does Marty see? What do I see? The problem I see in this day and age is that we speak by reacting. We are reactionary speakers. And there's a lot of reactivity in our speech. In other words, reactivity guides our speech. Daily, words leave our lips without much thought to how they are going to land. And that is one of the main reasons we struggle in our relationships and in life, and we struggle in our businesses, because how we speak to others is just a mirror image of how we speak to ourselves. So it's really important for us to really begin to focus and really bring awareness to how we speak to others. You see, our tone and the words we choose, all of those, when they leave our lips and go out into the world, they affect people. Maybe they affect one person, or maybe they affect a ton of people. But here's what I firmly believe. I firmly believe that it is more important than ever. I mean, than ever, truly. Más que nada, ahorita mismo. Oh, there I go with my Spanglish. To be aware of the reasons, the motivations behind how we communicate. So, what does it mean to speak with purpose, not impulse? Well, speaking with purpose means entering in deeply into that space that I call having aggressive presence. You know, I used to teach this to my students all the time, and they were like, what does it mean to be aggressively present? What it means is that you've got to really bring in all, you got to reel yourself in, your soul, your mental capacities, your physical capacities. You've got to be aggressively present with yourself. I really think that we must know our motivations, because when we know our motivations that cause us to wield our words in an impulsive and hurtful and even destructive ways, then we can begin to start to really look and choose better words. We can choose better. It's imperative that we practice bringing kinder, more conscious intention, not only to the ways in which we interact with others, but ourselves. Ourselves too. I know I do this all the time. This is a practice I do every day, but I'm the first one to tell you that, I fail miserably because sometimes I just don't even want to get out of bed because, you know, we want so many things, and when we don't see the results of what we want, we begin to beat ourselves up. And when we beat ourselves up, I promise you, you are beating somebody else up too. So it's really critical and imperative that we practice bringing kinder, more conscious intention, not only to the ways in which we interact with others, but ourselves as well, like I said. So many of us do our best to speak meaningfully to others. I mean, nicely, right? We all know that old adage, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. But we fail to show this kindness and intentionality to ourselves, especially mujerpreneurs. Instead, we speak critical and reactive words. We speak reactive words to ourselves. Let me tell you, being a mujerpreneur, this becomes even more true. Speaking with purpose means diving into our beings, locating the harsh words that reside in there. You know, they're in there. They live in there. That's what I mean by reside. They live in there, and approaching them with a spirit of curiosity and compassion. It's all about speaking with a desire to bring meaning to our speech and to serve others with our words. Let me repeat that. It's about speaking with a desire to bring meaning to our speech and to serve others with our words. It's so profound. If we remember that when we speak, our words can serve others or not, then we can begin to choose more carefully and mindfully. We can choose better. I want you to remember that phrase. I want you to repeat that mantra, choose better. Because, you know, we need to ask ourselves, why do we often speak from impulse? Well, let me tell you. And I want to remind you, this is just my experience. And I've been in this, you know, in the educational field for many, many years. Just know that I'm in my mid to late 50s. So when I speak from experience. Now, my question to you is, think about this. Why do you often speak from impulse? We speak without purpose because we are immersed in a culture that encourages us to speak loudly, seek more, brand our lives, and brandish our opinions like weapons. Yeah, that's pretty scary. We live in a social media era that values speed, competition, and instant gratification. I want it now. You know, and unconsciousness tends to be that umbrella over so many of the reasons that we begin to speak without purpose. We may think of unconsciousness as another word for impulsivity, and it can be. I truly think that in this day and age, being unconscious means you're impulsive in your words. This can be true, but I feel, you know, we really require real intentionality in order for us to become human beings who speak with meaningful words. Would you agree? There are so many reasons, my friends, so many reasons that we speak by impulse. The hurts that we have inside, the hurts we just felt, our past, our fear of the future. And I can go on and on and on. But my feeling is that we are slowly losing our way by the way of all the social media that perpetuates our misguided interpretation of freedom of speech. You know, there's something to be said where that my freedom ends where yours begins. Because if we really lived by that, then we wouldn't hurt each other so much. But I'm here to offer the thought that with intentional focus, the first step to start developing consciousness around our language is to learn to listen. Now, my friends, listening, I teach this all the time to my mujerpreneurs. We were never taught to listen. We were taught to walk. We were taught to talk, but we were never taught to listen. All you hear is the teachers yelling at you or your parents yelling at you saying, listen. But how many times, and I can count on my fingers, how many times did somebody who was a mentor for me and my parents or my teachers really model what it's like to listen? I truly want you to raise your hand and send me a DM. Do you know how to listen? Because learning to listen to what we are saying and to what words are really coming out of our mouth, then we can begin to bring purpose to our speech. Really, truly, I honestly feel that in order to begin speaking with purpose, we must be willing to step outside of ourselves, pause, and be that witness. Oh my gosh, when we witness our speech, transformation follows. Let me say that again. When we witness our speech, those words that pour out of our lips, transformation can begin. Now, this involves not reacting to the incessant chatter in our minds, that critical voice inside our head that says, you're not good enough. You're not doing enough. You didn't get paid this week. You didn't make a sale today. You, all of those nasty things, you're no good for nothing. So instead of reacting to that incessant chatter in our minds, let's begin by listening and just observing. Huh. Okay. You say that? Okay. Interesting. Now, this is the vantage point we need in order to become conscious of the negative behaviors and patterns in our words, right? So it's critical, this vantage point. We need that vantage point to really become conscious of the negative behaviors and patterns in our words. Because we speak with a behavior. We speak with a pattern. But when we begin to really become conscious, and doing this can truly become a beautiful process of learning and renewal, then, my friends, you are on the way to success. You know, we need to renew ourselves. We need to continuously learn. And this is one of the ways, one that is so needed for us as mujerpreneurs so that we can continue to move ahead in our businesses. I don't know about you, but there's a lot of days that maybe I don't make a sale. And instead of beating myself up and dragging myself out of bed and, oh, woe is me, I didn't make a sale, I need to step back, listen to my head, and go, okay, is that really what you think? Because until we begin to really be that witness, I promise you, we're not going to be bringing purpose to our speech. Now, I'm going to say some of what I just said in Spanish, and I hope that it lands with you as well in English as it does in Spanish. And if you're bilingual, great. And if you're not, then let me know. So, entonces, ¿qué significa hablar con propósito, no con impulso? Hablar con propósito significa entrar profundamente en el espacio de lo que yo le llamo presencia agresiva. Debemos conocer nuestras motivaciones que nos hacen usar nuestras palabras de manera impulsiva, hiriente e incluso destructiva. Es imperativo que platiquemos y practiquemos una intención más amable y consciente, no solo en las formas en que interactuamos con los demás, sino que también con nosotras mismas, mujeres emprendedoras. Escúchenme, muchas de nosotras hacemos todo lo posible para hablar de manera significativa a los demás, pero les prometo que estoy allí con ustedes, pero que no somos capaces de mostrar esta misma amabilidad y intencionalidad hacia nosotras mismas, sino que hablamos con palabras críticas y reactivas. Ay, no vendiste nada, no sirves para vender, no sirves para limpiar, no sirves. Todo lo que nos dice esa voz crítica que habla los mismos idiomas que hablamos nosotras. Siendo una mujer emprendedora, esto es, se vuelve aún más cierto, ¿verdad? Hablar con propósito, con un propósito, significa sumergirse en nuestro ser. Ubicar las palabras ásperas que residen allí y abordarlas con un espíritu de curiosidad y compasión. A ver, ¿en realidad eso piensas? Vamos a ver. Se trata de hablar, se trata de hablar con el deseo de dar sentido a nuestro discurso y de servir a los demás con nuestras palabras. Cuando escurren las palabras de nuestros labios, acuérdense que tenemos dos opciones y que nuestras palabras pueden servir a otros o matarlos. Entonces podemos comenzar a elegir un poquito más, yo pienso, con más cuidado y con más atención. Entonces yo les pregunto, a ver, esta pregunta, ¿por qué hablamos tan a menudo por impulso? Pues hablamos sin sentido porque estamos inmersas en una cultura que nos incita a hablar alto, buscar más y marcar nuestra vida y ablandir nuestras opiniones con armas. Y como armas, no solamente con armas, pero nuestras opiniones pueden surgir como armas. Yo les quiero decir que a veces, híjole, se me salen las palabras y digo yo, ¿por qué dije eso? Y una vez que ya salen, una vez que se, y les voy a decir que escurren esas palabras de la boca, de los labios, no se pueden regresar, mis amigas. No se pueden regresar. Vivimos en una era de redes sociales que valora la velocidad, la competencia, la gratificación instantánea. Y la conciencia es las paraguas sobre muchas de las razones por las que hablamos sin propósito. la inconsciencia, ¿verdad? Hablamos sin conciencia, pero tenemos que poder pensar en la conciencia, ¿verdad? Podemos pensar en la inconsciencia como otra palabra que se puede usar para impulsividad, ¿verdad? Y esto puede ser muy cierto, pero creo que necesitamos una intencionalidad real, ¿verdad? Para convertirnos en seres humanos que hablamos palabras significativas y hermosas que pueden abrazar, dar aliento. Pero lo que pasa es que no estamos conscientes. Hay muchas razones por las que hablamos por impulso, pero mi sensación es que poco a poco nos estamos perdiendo por medio de todas las redes sociales que perpetúan nuestra interpretación equivocada de la libertad de expresión, mis amigas. Nosotros pensamos que, hey, yo puedo decir lo que quiero, cuando yo quiero y me vale. Pero en realidad lo que debemos de tener conciencia que a veces lo que decimos, híjole, puede alimentar o puede destruir a una persona. Así es que estoy ahí para decirles que yo les ofrezco esta idea. Les ofrezco que con un enfoque intencional y es el primer paso para comenzar a desarrollar la conciencia en torno a nuestro idioma y escuchar, aprender a escuchar. Porque no sabemos escuchar. Nadie nos enseñó. No enseñamos la clase de escuchar en la escuela. Yo les voy a decir, como maestra de elementary, middle y prepa, les voy a decir, y de colegiatura, les voy a decir que ni una vez enseñé la clase cómo escuchar. Así es que aprender a escuchar lo que decimos, lo que sale de nuestra boca, las palabras en realidad que salen de nuestra boca, que escurren de los labios, tenemos que aprender a escucharlas. Solamente así vamos a poder empezar a traer conciencia y saber lo que decimos. Pero yo les voy a decir una cosa. En realidad, de la forma que ustedes se hablan a sí misma, es la forma en que les hablamos a todos. Y si no nos gusta lo que estamos escuchando en nuestra cabeza, a veces actuamos con negatividad a otras personas. Yeah, baby. Como dice el gringo. Yeah, baby. I honestly feel, truly, that in order to begin speaking with purpose, we need to be willing to step outside ourselves and be that witness, like I said before, right? And this involves not reacting to that chatter. It's so, so critically important that we don't react. We need to begin to bring focus and purpose to our speech so that we can begin to bring healing to ourselves and our relationships. I know, my friends, that this is a practice. And I promise you, I practice and work on this practice daily, just like I practice yoga and meditation. It is a practice because you never get to the point where you're perfect. But practice makes permanent. So I'm going to ask you to join me now. Sé que esta es una práctica en la que yo trabajo a diario. Así es que les pido que me acompañen. Work on this daily. Join me in working on this daily and in ensuing this practice, right? So that we can be part of the change that we want to see in this world, my friends. Once again, I hope you found value in this. I hope that you are having the best day of your life. And I am so incredibly grateful and blessed for all of you listeners. And I hope you got value out of this episode. If so, I ask you to please share it with someone you know who may benefit. Les pido que por favor, si agarraron algo de beneficio de estas palabras, por favor, mándense este episodio a alguien que ustedes saben que lo necesita, que lo va a disfrutar, right? So everybody, this is Marty Angel. I am the Latina Empowering Coach. I am the Latina Business Coach. And I love what I do, right? I help bilingual Latina women entrepreneurs, mujerpreneurs, gain clarity and focus on who they serve so they can up-level from brick and mortar to click and order and rock their six-figure biz. I want to be that six-figure biz coach for you. So if you have any questions, please drop me a DM. Find me on social media, Marty Angel. That's Marty with an I, Marty Angel _ELC for Empowering Latina Coach, right? And thank you so much for listening to this podcast. As always, have a wonderful and beautiful day, evening, wherever you're listening to us. Gracias y namaste.
This episode brought to you by Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. The Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask locks in intense moisture to perfectly prime your skin for restful sleep. Apply this relaxing hydration serum several times a week to pamper yourself and radiate your healthier looking complexion. Sheet masking is all the rage right now. Make it a regular part of your healthy skincare regimen today. Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. Click the link below and get yours today.